pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
445, divide that by 15. Ain't going to take very long, and he's going to start paying the Chicago Bears.
Well, it's good to see he's there, and good to know that the NFL is still a month and a half away. 1-888-455-ESPN. There is nothing going on in the NFL right now. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com to the Dent Popper inbox. Love to hear from you. Coming up on the show today, the head coach from Missouri, Gary Pinkel. Can they repeat in the North? Everybody says yes, they will. Not can, but will repeat in the North. We'll also catch up with Gary Shea from Ag Park in Columbus. Their racing card begins this weekend, and we'll be talking about the move there and why you can enjoy yourself in a trip to Columbus. So we'll talk to Gary about that. And a Shrine Bowl is tomorrow. There are a lot of area players there. State baseball tournaments are underway. They're just about ready to throw out the first pitch in Ravenna between Creighton and Wakefield, and we'll touch on that as well.
Doug, you bring up the Shrine Bowl. The players have had an opportunity to go to one of the Shrine hospitals in Chicago in the last couple days. And I think on a hot summer day when you're out practicing football and really don't understand what the Shrine and the Shriners are all about, when you see them in parades and you see them dressed up in their little go-karts and their clown uniforms and they're having fun with the kids, I don't think a lot of people out there understand. 22 hospitals, 20 of them in the United States. 22 hospitals, two of them outside the United States, of course, $850 million. To run these hospitals that is donated annually. $850 million. They don't take insurance cards. They help kids that, you know what, there are very, very serious diseases, illnesses, whether they're paralyzed, whatnot, bad situations. They help kids. They don't take insurance cards. And I think these kids realize the magnitude of that event as soon as they are in those hospitals. And if you've got 10 patients in that hospital, there's 10 nurses on staff. The ratio of nurses to patients, 1-to-1. If you've got 80, there's 80 nurses. If you've got one, you know, they're 1-on-1. It's a great thing. It's a great event. So if you're planning on going to the Shrine Bowl, take some time. The Shriners, you know what? It's kind of there's some great charities and great organizations out there. The Shrine is just one of them, and it takes a lot of money to make the deal go, but they help a lot of people, and a lot of people from our area have been helped.
So the Shrine Bowl does play tomorrow night at 6:30. Jeff Tomlin of Grand Island is the head coach on the North squad. Mike Brown of Mullen, Justin Smith of Wakefield, and Craig Williams of Columbus are his assistants. The South is coached by Bob Fuller of Plattsmouth. Assistant coaches Ron Bubach of Cozad, Tim Jonk of Omaha Gross, and Ron Worgan of Palmyra. For the first time, there is not in recent memory, a Class A Metro coach. You've got Omaha Gross, but Grand Island, Mullen, Wakefield, Columbus, Palmyra, Plattsmouth. I guess they wanted to get a new crop in there and get a lot of different people. Of course, you have to be an assistant before you can be a head coach. And Jeff Tomlin's going to get a coach. His son, Michael, also on the North squad from Grand Island, Dalton Reba, Hadley Cooksley, Sam Bolton, Carney on the South squad, as well as Hastings, John Uden of Hastings, Carney's Rustin Dring and Brett Maher, also a pair of Cozad players, Jason Long and Ryan Level, and Dex Schweiger of Aurora are all on the South squad. 6:30 tomorrow night, it will be shown on Nebraska Educational Television with Mr. Everywhere, Mr. Do-It-All, Kevin Kugler, on the play-by-play. Also, the coaches can't wait because the coaches' clinic is coming up. And yes, if you tell your wife or your girlfriend or your fiance or whatever, yeah, I'm going to Vegas with the guys, it's like saying, yeah, I'm going to the coaches' clinic with the guys. And so it's a learning experience. It's a good time. The camaraderie, you find out more outside the meetings, I think, than you do inside those meetings. But a ton of coaches will be there, and their banquet is on Sunday, which kicks everything off. Then they have the all-star softball, volleyball, and basketball games Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Kind of goes right after the Shrine, and the clinic goes on that time as well. But some area awards will be going out on Sunday night. Coach of the Year in a variety of sports. This is all coaches, all classes, and Randy Bauer of Pleasanton is being honored as the Boys Basketball Coach of the Year. Paul Reinerton of Gibbon for golf, and Roger Matheson of Kearney for Boys Track will all be honored as the Coach of the Year in their respective sport in the state.
You find out more at the coaches' clinic outside, or do you get dumber?
Other awards go to Del Schoenfisch of Cambridge. He gets the Ed Johnson Award for boys basketball. Mike Lanham from Southern Valley gets the girls basketball award. And, of course, my favorite award, the media award, which this year goes to my mentor and great friend, Walt Smith from Ord. Much deserving. Great article. I had a few quotes in it from Bob Hamer today in the Grand Island Independent, but outside of that, a great article on the sports section of the Grand Island Independent today about the one, the only, Walter J. Smith.
Congratulations to all very, very well-deserving people.
Quick story that I should have told Bob Hamer today. I said, you know, I've known Walt all my life. He was my bus driver. And Walt kind of, you know, looking back, you know, I was a kindergartner, first grader, climbing on the bus there in the country. And Walt would get up in the morning, throw his slacks and his shirt on, and put some shoes on and come in. And he never wore socks. You know, it was like up 5 minutes and at the bus barn and then on his way to do the route. And, of course, as a little kid, you know, where's your socks? What's the matter with your socks? He was not wearing socks, and Walt would always turn to me and say, oh, I'm wearing socks. These are my bearskin socks.
Okay.
Made out of real bear. Bearskin socks. So my Christmas gift to him the first year was a pair of socks, which I think he wore a couple times. So that's great. Congratulations to all the folks that will be honored at the banquet coming up this weekend. Again, coming up in the second half of the program today, Missouri coach Gary Pinkel coming up in our next segment. We'll be talking a little horse racing. Gary Shea from Ag Park in Columbus. But, Daddy, tomorrow is a big day for the producer of this show, our buddy Derek Stenson. He's just a little over 24 hours remaining in single life.
24 hours, and, you know, the minutes will start to go very, very slow here as he starts to contemplate life.
Well, it sounds more like the, instead of the, it'll sound more like, like a time bomb getting ready to go. And then the happiness begins.
Yeah, the bliss.
Two become one.
Lovely.
Have an email here from number two fan says, Unity! You can send us to the Den Popper inbox anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. But anyway, Derek's not here today.
Yes, that is correct.
And it just so happens that the Royals won last night.
Yes.
So it's like two great things at one time.
And, yes, and, well, three good things. Stoney's back with us.
Well, what do you mean? The two good things were Stoney's here and the Royals won. I don't know what the other good thing was.
Well, Derek's gone.
Oh, well, yes, yes. Hi, Stone.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Not a whole lot. Working my butt off.
She's trying to learn that phone system over there.
That I am.
It's been almost a year, and it's, you know, sad but happy, and sounds like you've actually had to work now since you've been away from the show.
Yes, I have.
And as you're, you know, I wanted to make this her first duty, but obviously she had to prep for the show. I know that you are so happy that the Royals won last night.
Words can't explain how happy I am.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
4-2, Jill Mesh, seven scoreless innings. John Buck drives in two runs with a double in last night's game. And the Royals win it 4-2 to take the first of the four games from Tampa Bay. Rays!
Great work, finally. Finally, the Rays kind of struggling here as we get the second half started. Kind of well into the second half already. Happened to see the highlights of the Cardinals last night? Did you happen to see any highlights?
Well, I saw the Brewers' Ryan Braun hit the two-run game-winning home run in the top of the ninth, despite the Cubs winning already, and so they stay a game apart.
Well, the highlights include Tim Wellemeyer throwing a pretty good game. Not only does he throw a good game, he rifles a single/double down the right field line that gets under the right fielder's glove, but they show him running the bases. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Every time Tim Wellemeyer pitches.
Of course, a former Royal. Daddy used to call him Baghdad Timmy because of the bombs he always gave up in a Royal uniform. And now, of course, kind of like ex-Cubs, ex-Royals always show up somewhere and do some good things. Although most of the ex-Royals were doing good things and end up going to the A's, White Sox, Mets, you know, wherever they may go along their transition. But the Royals and Tampa Bay all weekend long, four-game set. Again tonight, 7:10, first pitch here on ESPN Radio. State baseball tournaments get underway today, Tony, and Class A is where Kearney, post 52, tries to keep things going. They've won 31 consecutive ball games, which is just astounding. What are they, 42-4, I believe it is. And they go to Omaha. Omaha Scutt is hosting the tournament, and they will play at 5 o'clock this afternoon when they take on Millard South. They will play Millard South at 5 o'clock this afternoon and then take on either Scutt or Sandhills, the name of this sponsored team, going on tomorrow. A winner's bracket game would be at 5 tomorrow if they win. But Kearney against Millard South, they've actually split with them, so one of the few teams that's beaten Kearney they will face off with in Class A. Class B going on at Nebraska City, and they get underway at noon when Fairbury plays Gretna. Then at 2:30, Cozad will take on Wahoo, and then Blair and Ogallala. Blair always there. They will play Ogallala at 5, and the final game at 7:30, the host, Nebraska City, will take on St. Paul, who had an 11-game winning streak snapped a couple of nights ago in the district final, but they were in the winner's bracket, so they had to play two, and they ended up winning. So St. Paul, Nebraska City tonight at 7:30.
Do they happen to have records on there?
No.
You know, sometimes, you know, the host schools, it's a good thing to play that host school because...
You mean Ravenna, 4-11, who is hosting the tournament? The host always automatically gets in.
Right.
And Ravenna playing tonight against Hebron. But the first game underway, Creighton and Wakefield. And then at 1:30, Overton takes on Shelby, Osceola, Stromsburg. At 4:30, Shelton, Gibbon, and Adams. Now, if you're looking for a game to go watch, I mean, go watch them all, but that should be a very good one. A lot of tradition there with Shelton, Gibbon, and Adams. They believe this might be the first time they've ever made it to state. They come in at 27-1. So Adams will play Shelton, Gibbon, and then Hebron will take on Ravenna at 7 o'clock. Same game times tomorrow. Elimination games will be at 11 and 1:30. Winner's bracket games will be at 4:30 and 7 tomorrow in Ravenna. So if you get a chance, head to Ravenna, catch some great baseball. Next week, St. Paul and Gibbon will be hosting state senior baseball tournaments. Coming up on the program, going to talk a little horse racing, and we will do that with Gary Schaaf from Ag Park right after this break on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Midwest Customs and Paint presents Hot Summer Nights Car Show, a tribute to Boyd Coddington with special guest Joe Coddington. August 1st through the 3rd at the Norfolk Airport. Start with the McDonald's Cruise Night, followed by Nebraska Rocks featuring Jim Casey and Young Country. Sidestep, Levy Spur, Temple Show. Saturday, enjoy the Fly in the Basket, Burnout, and Bikini Contests. Saturday night's music features Housebroke, Scott Strand Band, Smoke Ring, and Ivory Star. Starting at 6 p.m., it's Hot Summer Nights Rod Run, August 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Midwest Customs and Paint and Premier Midwest Beverage. Elworth, Harley-Davidson, US 92, 94 Rock, Mateo, Sun and Gravel, Cable One, Norfolk Daily News, WJAG, and KEXL, and Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Destination fun continues all summer. Get away in the courtyard at Cunningham's. Taste one of our signature features every Friday and Saturday night, like grilled shrimp and smoked prime rib. Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a frozen margarita and a listen to the sounds of summer. Take this weekend and get away to the courtyard and let us do the work. Tonight, listen to Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys. Tomorrow night, enjoy tunes from Freak Accident. Join us for Destination Fun in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney.
For more Kansas City Royals baseball excitement of the second half of the season, keep it right here on ESPN Radio.
Ball one here to Buck. John, on his birthday, had loved to drive in what would prove to be the winning run. Here's the pitch. He belts one to left field, down the line. It is a home run. It hit the foul pole. Happy birthday, John Buck. It's a three-run homer.
All the excitement of Royals baseball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Variable cloud cover. Some thunder showers may develop in spots. Approaching 90 today. 70 tonight. Maybe a stray storm or two. Back up to 90. Hazy, muggy this weekend. Again, may see some isolated thunder showers. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 66.
Back on the Doug and Patty Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, 1460, 1550, on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can also, day or night, 24-7, pick up the podcast. If you missed any of our interviews, like with Dan Hawkins yesterday, earlier in the week, Bo Pelini from Big 12 Media Days, Art Briles from Baylor, a whole host of folks. We heard from Mike Sherman from Texas A&M, Bob Stoops, Gene Chizik. And, of course, later in the show today, we're going to be hearing from Gary Pinkel. All you have to do is go to the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and The Courtyard, a beautiful place to be this evening. But if you're looking for some place where the horses run around the track, they're underway, Daddy, at Ag Park in Columbus.
Well, they got an early start. Thursday night racing now, if you're a horse racing fan in the Columbus area, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can enjoy Agricultural Park, and you can enjoy listening to track announcer Gary Schaaf. Gary joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much, Gary, for the time today.
No, thank you guys for the time. You guys taught me a little handicapping lesson 101 at Horseman's Park last week. I appreciate that. I went 2-for-7 last night.
That's about par for the course, though, isn't it?
Well, I was looking for an Ordway Falls in Love to bail me out. I didn't get that horse to come in like you guys did.
Well, you know, all you got to do is ship the gas money over, and I can be there. You know, get 18 in early and then head to the track and really find out what's going on. But opening night at Ag Park last night, a little different. Folks are raring to go here for this first big week.
Well, a couple of things. You know, they wanted to go with a 6-week race meet economic-wise, what's going on here. And, you know, they used to run 8 weeks, 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then, of course, you'd have the, you know, Labor Day weekend. As it's going this year, as you guys just alluded to, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, first race post times are 6:30, 2 o'clock on Sunday. That final weekend will be Labor Day, will be the final day. They'll have just a 3-day meet there. Friday, Saturday, weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I should say, a 4-day. So they're going to run 5 Thursdays. One thing I will say about Nebraska racing in general, this state, for the population they have backed it pretty well. You know, Fauner is up 20% this year on track, 9% increase in Lincoln. So maybe with all the people looking at the gas prices, decide to stay home from the casino and spend that money locally. Hopefully that's the case, but horse racing in general has been all right in the state, but as you guys know, it takes a little more than just the on-track handle. You have to have quite a bit to try to upgrade your facilities, and that's probably what is hurting everybody right now. But good time had by all last night. Town of 20,000 here, backed at OK. Should be a big crowd tonight. They've been getting about 3 to 3,500 on track for Buck Night Friday. So it's been good. Good place to watch and wager on the horses. And what might help the fields this year is Woodlands down in Kansas City, where you guys were, canceled their meet. They're going to wait for the slots to get in. They're not going to run the dogs or ponies. That was on their website this week. So you might see some bigger fields here later in midweek August. So if anybody has business or in the area, stop by Columbus Ag Park and check it out.
Gary, talk a little about, you mentioned the state of horse racing in Nebraska. Well, if you were in Horseman's Park like we were last weekend, that is the different kind of meet, the bands, the barbecuing, the grilling. People show up. Will they decide to try and run more races there?
Well, there are some ideas that are kicking around. As most folks know that have been there, they're landlocked. There's a salvage company that owns some land just east of there that could extend the parking lot, and then the south end of the parking lot right now you could put some barns and maybe run more of a meet. And I've always said, even when they tore Exarban down, Omaha had to run significant days for Nebraska to be viable and to go move forward. But they're not going to get the help of the legislature. Everybody wants to spend their money in other states for casino gambling. As you know, in the state of horse racing in general across the country, racinos, they call them, where the casino money's kicking in, help supplement horse racing, which helps the whole state out. You're breeding. Take a look at a state like Louisiana now, the purses they're offering, the amount of horses they have in their state. it helps agriculture as far as hay, feed, farms, people raising them. So that's something Nebraska's kind of given up on. It's, you know, as you mentioned, Horseman's, that's a whole different animal. Omaha is really a big event town. As you guys know, you go down to the College World Series, other events throughout the year, the big golf tournament going on, people really back, things like that. Horseman's, that four-day meet, and everyone has to remember when Exarvin shut down, the horse racing part was in the black. They were still making money. You know, they weren't making enough to justify what the city fathers wanted the land for, but they were holding their own, and Nebraska's been a good horse racing state. So as far as Horseman's Park, they're built in the floodplain. What's going on at State Fair down there, the college wants the land. They're moving the fair to Grand Island. They were told, the horsemen were told by the president of the college and the vice president there, Perlman, that they'd allow them to race horses through 2012, and the Journal Star had a story this week about some emails going back and forth between Milliken and Perlman about being sure and have the horsemen out there by 2010. So the rubber's going to hit the road real quick in Nebraska as soon as the fair goes to Grand Island, the State Fair has to shut down. So it'll be interesting.
Gary Schaaf, track announcer at Ag Park, joining us to talk about the opening of their first weekend and their racing schedule here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gary, I think, and we had David Anderson on a couple of months ago, and he was talking about that. It sounds like Lincoln's gone unless they want to invest the money in putting a new track somewhere. And, boy, I can't see that happening. And I know Ag Park has been scratching just to stay alive. This going to help Columbus out in the long run?
Well, I mean, there's so many scenarios out there right now where they'll get the ground out there off 84th by the, and as far as State Fair is concerned. But, you know, you're talking another $100 million to throw a track up, barns, simulcasting facility, and you just don't have that. I mean, look what's going on in the state right now. They're throwing $140 million at a baseball field in Omaha. The renovation of the university, they're going to do some other stuff as far as an arena in Lincoln. I mean, you know, you're talking about a state with a population about, 1.7, 1.8, and you're doing a lot of building at one time. I just don't know where it's going to come from. And I don't think horse racing has somebody that's willing to step up and throw $50 to $100 million and say, I'll own the track. And the only way they would do that is if there was some legislature as far as expanded gambling to help them out so they could recoup their cash. So there's a lot of scenarios out there, a lot of rumors. I've heard a lot of them, but in 2010, if the State Fair indeed moves to Grand Island, the State Fair Park shuts down, things will get real interesting in a hurry.
Well, Gary, it's going to get interesting in a hurry at Columbus because you got a big race tonight.
I do. Do you guys want my selection in this one?
We absolutely do. We'll even take the guy sitting next to you's selection as well.
Man, like I said, Ordway Falls in Love isn't in this weekend. This dude is probably out.
It's a big winner in the fifth race Saturday at Horseman's, by the way.
Yeah, should have been a huge winner. I should bet straight like you did. I tried hitting the exotics like Daddy did, and I didn't hit the all button either, so I got my head slammed against the wall a couple times last night.
Well, what's going tonight? What race? Tell us a little bit about the big first race of the year.
Well, the biggest race, you know, when you talk about live racing in Columbus, and as we alluded to the fact of running Thursdays this year, and the traditional opening day feature is the opening weekend features inaugural stakes for three-year-old fillies. That's a $10,000 pot tonight. And a horse you guys may or may not have saw at Horseman's Park, she got beat. And she has won four or five stakes, Deputy's World. She's coming back off a mile, the three quarters for Bob Rising. She will definitely be the favorite in here tonight. And I don't think you beat her. I do have maybe one that might catch some odds if it's going to be a fast track out here. You might look at Señorita Conchita. Two of her three outs have been on the off track. It's Herb Reakin, Yuri Uranga. All you got to do is say Herb in a stake race, and that says enough. But if it's a fast track tonight, she's coming off that mile race, and I think they just didn't like the track, threw in the towel early with her. And check out Señorita Conchita as maybe an upset specialist if the Deputy's World don't get it done.
Gary, obviously, just like all the tracks, there's more than just horse racing. There's always something going on, almost a different thing every night. What else is coming up this weekend and maybe the next couple?
Well, anybody that's been in Columbus knows Friday night's Buck Night, dollar drafts, dollar dogs, and dollar wagers. And for anybody that's been from the area, that, you know, you really, it's kind of like an outdoor beer garden. You get a lot of people from within a 30, 40-mile radius. They come out, see everybody. So that's kind of the big local night would be Friday night. And you get a decent handle on track, but it's, you know, people bring the kids out. Saturdays and Sundays, they do have some other some other things like let the bets roll, a chance to win. But for the most part, if you're local, Friday night's your night. Saturday's usually the better card, and, you know, Sunday's just kind of a laid-back day. It seems like there's always a wedding dance or a wedding going on throughout the live meet, you know, as the summer, so there's usually some people on hand having a good time. One thing Columbus does have to offer, as you know, Doug, is a couple decent golf courses, you know, so if a guy comes up, plays maybe 18 holes, goes to the track Saturday night, hits the track Sunday, and heads back to Kearney and calls it a good weekend, hopefully with pockets full of cash.
Just enough to cover the green fees, right?
Yeah. Green fees and gas. Gas and green. Hey, by the way, you guys only had one interview. You're popping off about your podcast. The only guy I want to listen to is Bellini. You can take all the rest of those Big 12 coaches. You guys can suck up to Gary Finkel and all those guys. I work for a guy in Omaha. It's a Missouri guy. I've already had enough of them. Get rid of them.
Well, just make sure and unhook his mic when he's talking, man. Hey, Gary, thanks so much for giving us some time, and we'll be glad to catch up with you anytime to talk about Ag Park and horse racing in Nebraska.
You need me, you know where to find me.
All right, bud. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Gary Shave, track announcer again, Thursday through Sunday, going on at Ag Park. So whether you want to make it a big weekend or just keep it in your mind that you can go in on Thursday, maybe a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, Sunday. There's a whole different Friday, Saturday, however you want to make a two-day weekend out of it, or hit them all. And, of course, a lot of things going on in Columbus, just another one of the cities that keeps growing and some good horse racing. And check them out. Always something going on, pretty economic, too. They know what the price of gas is. They still have some great deals to make it worthwhile. Instead of charging $4 for a draft beer and $4 for a hot dog, they're charging you $4 for that gallon of gas, and you come in and have a dollar hot dog and a dollar draft beer.
Doug, I want to tell people and reiterate this. We got an opportunity for the first time, both of us, to go to Horseman's Park. If you're thinking of doing something and in the future, I know it's a year away. They do it 4 days a year. But what an exciting, you know, you want bands, you want barbecue, you just want a good time. There are between 10 and 12,000 people. People come, people go. The meets run, you know, in the afternoon, it's warm out, it's cool inside. The people are great. You know what? They have a great time. They put on a great show, and it's a great meet to go to. Check out Horseman's Park if you're looking for something to do next summer, or you're getting close to Omaha and have an afternoon. Maybe you're looking for something to do. Check it out.
Again, same meet time last week was when it was, that four-day meet. And, you know, it's one of the things that if they do start building, they will have to have more dates. But, again, they have to be a little careful. I mean, it's very unique because it is 1 week. Horseman's is there all year round to do the simulcasting. So a lot of people go out to that. It's very, very well attended over the weekends for the live race meet. But if they start diluting it with a month of it or 6 weeks of it or 8 weeks of it, it will not be such a special thing. And you go, oh, yeah, boy, I didn't even get out there this year. It was 6 weeks long, but when they had 1 weekend, I got there 3 times. But it was 6 weeks long. I didn't get out there once. So kind of like how everything tends to go. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to catch up with Missouri coach Gary Pinkel. But, Daddy, so much going on. I know you're going to try and hit a little round ball this afternoon. Next week you're going to try and hook something in the face with a hook, which is a good way to do it instead of just, you know, shocking them and bringing them in with a net like you do in your fishing tournaments. But wherever you're going, whether you're traveling, you're camping, whether you're on the lake, whether you're heading just to the golf course and need some snack sticks, it's time to go to Troutman's Quality Meat, a grill's best friend. And you know when it's hot and the garden's ready, it's BLT season. Try Troutman's own hickory smoked bacon with maple sugar and brown sugar, either regular bacon or peppered. Across from Bob's Superstores where Troutman's Quality Meat is. By the way, how are your tomatoes coming along?
They're coming along fine, although I tried to pick some because I stopped by Troutman's actually yesterday and got some bacon, which is lovely, by the way. Carrie cuts it for you, great, wraps it for you. Everything's perfect. And then I get home, had two tomatoes, a little close to the ground, a little bit rotten. Had to check them. Had to go back to the store to get my tomatoes. Still got plenty going on. Still got plenty. I'll have some for you, Doug, but just they weren't right yesterday.
A daddy tomato, some Troutman's bacon, and put a little lettuce out of the garden on it as well. Oh, baby. And if you are looking for something else to put on the grill, don't forget, fresh out of the smokehouse, sausages, whether they're bear brats, German sausage, or jalapeno. You just can't buy fresher sausage than what Carrie and the gang brings out of the smokehouse every day at Troutman's Quality Meats. They've got the best ground beef in town, USDA choice black Angus beef steaks, and every kind of seasoning you would want should you need it. Snack sticks as well to put in the old tackle box or golf bag to take out on the course. And all that might make you a little thirsty. Check out their selection of beer and wine. Several new wines rolling in right now at Troutman's. Across from Bob's Superstore, look for T-Bone, the big steer out front, who greets you on your way in. We'll be back with more, including a chat with Gary Pinkel, the head coach at Missouri, right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When it comes to fish or cut bait, these guys are bait cutters. Oh, they've dipped a worm or two, but mostly bait cutters. Really.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand-new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Midwest Customs and Paint presents Hot Summer Nights Car Show, a tribute to Boyd Coddington with special guest Joe Coddington. August 1st through the 3rd at the Norfolk Airport. Start with the McDonald's Cruise Night, followed by Nebraska Rocks featuring Jim Casey and Young Country. Sidestep Levy Spur Temple Show. Saturday, enjoy the Fly in the Basket, Burnout, and Bikini Contests. Saturday night's music features Housebroke, Scott Schramm Band, Smoke Ring, and Ivory Star. Starting at 6 p.m., it's Hot Summer Nights Broad Run, August 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Midwest Customs and Paint and Premier Midwest Beverage. Elwood Harley Davidson, US 92, 94 Rock, Michelson and Gravel, Cable 1, Norfolk Daily News, WJAG, and KEXL, and Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Is the tile in your bathroom dated and cracked? Maybe your kitchen needs a makeover. Hi, I'm Joe Hainer with Builders, and now is the perfect time to update the ceramic tile in your home. Join me this Saturday at 11 at Builders in Kearney to learn all the tips and tricks you need to know for easy and beautiful ceramic tile installation. At Builders, we do ceramic tile best.
Builders does it best, so you can too.
Hi, this is Bob Davis with the Kansas City Royals Radio Network. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at 1460 and 1550 AM.
Variable cloud cover. Some thunder showers may develop in spots. Approaching 90 today, 70 tonight. Maybe a stray storm or two. Back up to 90. Hazy, muggy this weekend. Again, may see some isolated thunder showers. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Wollenhaus. Right now, 66.
Oh no, I heard them bad boys coming. Can't stop now. Gotta continue my running. Cause we gon' party till the lights come on.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad you're along with us. You can give us a shout to the Dead Proper inbox anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Or you can give us a buzz, 1-888-455-ESPN. We'll talk about the latest Husker commit and, I believe, a favorable schedule for Doc Sadler, at least to start the Big 12. And we'll touch on that in just a moment. But it's way too early to start thinking about winter, Daddy. I'd rather start thinking about what we still have in front of us, summertime.
Well, summertime and lawns go hand in hand. And Border Gap Applications from Kerbet are more economical than traditional lawn edging. It comes in multiple colors and designs, reduces edging and trimming by 75%. Call Matt and the gang today. No, better off, check them out on the net at kerbet.net. C-U-R-B-I-T.net. Flower beds, tree edging, walkways, playgrounds, sandboxes, water, runoff, control, and drainage. Matt and the gang for all your landscaping needs. They're bringing life to landscapes at Kerbet. Check them out on the net today, kerbet.net.
Hey, Nebraska has another commit and another commit from Texas, Daddy. This 6'5", 265-pound offensive lineman, Nick Ash, obviously rolls out of Texas. Offers from TCU, Texas Tech, Washington State, Arizona, Purdue, Vanderbilt, among others. O-lineman Jess Coffey of Denton and defensive end Emerson Evans of Houston also gave their oral commitment earlier this week. He was at the spring game, also visited campus last week. He was rated the 44th. Best offensive guard by scout.com.
You know, this is a kid that was at the spring game, 81,000 people. That's what kind of won him over. The support, he said, was unparalleled, and he made his commitment.
High school kids are pretty. You can influence them. One time, oh gee, a lot of people here. I'll go there. I hope that that's not all that influences these kids. I mean, there's a lot to go on, but ooh, 81,000.
Well, if they're players, that can be all, and I don't care.
Well, the Nebraska men's basketball team finally gets to go almost the entire first month of the conference season before they have to see Kansas. It's always Kansas right out of the gate. Last year, they played Kansas two of the first four games. This time, Nebraska will face Kansas in the sixth game of the conference schedule, usually about the time they like to get upset. Nebraska and all of the Big 12 schools will open up conference play Saturday, January the 10th. The Huskers will have a nationally televised game on ESPN2 as they host Missouri on Saturday, January the 10th. Now, then they will go to Iowa State, host Kansas State, who should be significantly down.
Yeah, you would think.
And then they go to Oklahoma and welcome in Oklahoma State. I know we're a long way away, but boy, that just sounds so much better than Kansas twice, Texas. You know, a Kansas State that would have been last year a top 15 team.
Well, it sounds better than conceding one and five.
Sounds like five winnable games. I'm not saying 5-0. It sounds like five winnable games, especially with Doc Sadler as the head man. The first time that the Huskers play Kansas is a Wednesday night on ESPN2 against the Jayhawks in Lincoln. So that's how that goes. Nebraska goes to Texas Tech, and then they have Texas at home this year. The Texas game at Nebraska Saturday, February the 7th, slated to be shown on ESPN.
A lot of TV games.
Well, a lot of TV games. A lot of these are Big 12 Network, but none of those that I mentioned are. The Missouri, the first Kansas, and the Texas game are all scheduled for national television for the Huskers. So they see Doc Sadler, and they like what they see at the national level. Now, Nebraska has zero Big Monday games. It's all Kansas. It's all Kansas. Here's your Big Monday lineup, just to give you a sense.
But that's all right, I think, for Nebraska fans. Weren't we a little let down last time?
Well, yeah, but they always put you on against Kansas. It's not Nebraska, Texas Tech. And, I mean, you got to have, let's face it, if you've got a team that at the beginning of the year last year was picked to finish 10th in the conference, you're not going to throw them on unless you're putting on the marquee at the other end. Although Texas Tech, every time it was Bob Knight last year, and I know it's not anymore, but, you know, it could be Oklahoma State, Oklahoma. It could be Texas. It doesn't have to be Kansas every single time. And, in fact, if you have to get everybody, I thought it used to be you had to get everybody on ESPN, and maybe that's why the Texas game is that way, once in this contract, you know, all right, tonight it's our throwaway game. It's Nebraska-Colorado, or it's Nebraska, you know, Baylor. And that wouldn't even be bad. Nebraska ends the season at Baylor on March the 7th.
Yeah, I think a lot of exposure for this program. And, you start to hear these recruits they're picking up. You know, these are, you know, they're not backing down. They're going against quality programs to get them. And obviously Robert Salyer could not come to Nebraska. He ends up at Memphis. That's showing you the type of talent that Doc Sadler is going after.
If I look at this, I think there is only one time on Big Monday that it's not Kansas or Texas playing, and that's when Oklahoma plays Oklahoma State. So, you know, don't call it Big Monday Big 12 basketball. Call it Big Monday Kansas-Texas basketball. Anyway, going into the final round of the Nebraska Amateur, John Hurley, Jason Brueggemann, Knox Jones, and Scott Wilman all tied for the lead. 2-under for the tournament. Hurley had the best round yesterday with a 2-under 70. Devin Kassler from Kearney, the Ordite, the UNK golfer, is the best golfer from the listening area. He fired a 73 yesterday, just one over, but he is currently 13 shots back in a tie for 24th. You kind of got the top six, and then everybody else, not in contention anymore. At the Lincoln Country Club, where it's a little tough, evidently.
Apparently so. And you've got an opportunity, I believe, to play the Lincoln Country Club. It's a tight course anyway.
A lot of trees. Like country clubs, trees. They've grown the rough up from what we were told from the guys that played in it and are back and went into the practice rounds last week. And, you know, they try to set it up a little bit, you know, not like U.S. Open, but, you know, it's supposedly the toughest test of Nebraska amateur golf, and so it should be set up a little tough. Gary Pinkel going to join us here in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show, but before we finish up that basketball talk, one more thing. A published report in the Omaha World Herald today is saying that St. Louis and head coach Rick Majerus are going to start a home-and-home series with Nebraska this winter. The Big 12 schedule is out. The entire schedule, non-conference, is not out. A lot of people thought Majerus might be coming to Nebraska when Barry Collier was on his way out. He ended up at St. Louis. Also, the story reporting that Nebraska is close to a four-year deal with TCU, which would be two there, bookends, and then the two in the middle would be in Lincoln. We know that they have the hardwood series with the Big 12 Pac-10 at Arizona State and always the game with Creighton, expected for the entire schedule to come out sometime next month from the University of Nebraska.
Sounds good to me. I'm excited for it. And you know what? All this basketball topic, it's the wrong time of year. We got to get back to football, Doug.
You like football?
I really do. I enjoy the hell out of it.
Let's talk football.
Doug and Daddy coverage of the Big 12 Conference as we get ready out of media days for the exciting 2008 football season continues. We're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Missouri Tigers, Gary Pinkel. And, Coach, we were joking a little bit. There's some new things in the media guide this year that this team didn't have last year. Congratulations again. I suppose the congratulations and all that that's been lauded on you doesn't get old. But as we were talking with some of the players, that was last year, and as the kids have said that you've told them, if we're going to get better, we've got to forget about that and move on.
Well, I think our seniors, and you got a chance to meet a few of them here today, you know, I think they've been they're probably more determined as any group I've ever been around. And that filters the way our system is. We really lean on the seniors leadership-wise, certainly as others, but we lean on the seniors. And that has filtered down to our team. I think our work ethic's been great, exceptional. And that's really what I watch daily, and I get reports daily on, is our kids working hard. Are the habits the same? Are they at the level to get better each day? And I know that sounds a little boring, but honestly, that's really all you can do every day. And if there's red flags, you deal with it. And we haven't had too many of those. And hopefully, we are getting better, and we're excited. And by the way, you know, we've won one Big 12 North champion, or Big 12 North championships. And that's all we've won. Missouri has never won a Big 12 championship. So we can. And I very turn nicely to say to the, all these congratulations. Things, but we've got a long way to go.
Coach, I've got to ask you about Chase Daniel, Big 12 Player of the Year. Is it safe to say that maybe he can't duplicate the numbers he put up a year ago?
Well, I don't know. The numbers I want to get duplicated is winning. So yeah. Really, that's really all he cares about. You know, he didn't have the yards in the Cotton Bowl. Tony Temple was the second best performance in the history of bowl games in that game, running the football. But the guy that was happiest in the locker room after that was Chase Daniel. So, that's going to be a challenge, you know, and that's really going to be a challenge for all stars. I think we had a team with 11 to 10 stars back on defense. You got 6 or 7 on offense. Can all you have your backups coming in to fill spots, but can your returning players play their best year they've ever had collectively? That's where you start to have a good football team, and we'll see what happens.
Missouri coach Gary Pinkel joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, do you have concerns going into fall camp about the two or three positions? I mean, obviously Martin Rucker's gone. There's a couple other places you have to fill in. Do you have? I'm sure you have concerns. What would those immediate concerns be?
Well, I think depth everywhere. I think that's huge. I mean, I think every coach thinks that, and Eric. Concerned about that. Offensive line, right off the top, he learned offensive line. We lost two starters. Adam Speaker was offensive lineman of the year in the Big 12, and Tyler Llewellyn played weak tackle for 4 years. And but the other side of that is we lost two backups in the offensive line. So we lost four of the top 10 players in the depth. So you look at two offensive linemen and you say, well, it's not a big deal. When you say four of the top 10, there's some issues there. And now, do I think we recruited well? Do I think we're going to be okay? Yeah. That group got to get better, kind of like our defense a year ago. They got to keep getting better and better as we go. Concerned about some kicking areas, concerned about our depth of wide receiver a little bit. So, you don't have enough time for all the concerns I have.
Coach, I think a lot of people circle games on everybody's schedule. You have not won in Memorial Stadium in 30
years.
Yeah,
about 500 years.
Okay,
I heard 500.
Has that been talked about, or is that something you don't bring up? How do you approach that?
I would suggest our players are aware of that. And, it's going to be a challenge. I mean, no question about it. It's a tough place to play, but there's no question about it. We've had to overcome a lot of hurdles here at Missouri. You don't want to know the list of the ones, but we've not done that. And you know what? That's a great tribute to the Nebraska tradition and all the great things that they've done over the years. And, we'll see what happens.
Many people have talked about the challenge of getting there and the challenge of staying there. Your opinion on what might be tougher?
Well, I don't know. I think they're both difficult. you know, a year ago, as I talked to you guys, can Missouri win? You know, can we win at a higher level? We're sitting here. Can they win at a high level? And I said to you guys, I said, stay tuned. We'll see. You know, I don't know. I think, you know, I'm driven to do that. We are driven to do that. Now, can Missouri have back-to-back high-level years? We've never done that, you know. That's the challenge. And that's the challenge not only for the players, but that's, you know, for the assistant coaches and for myself. You know, we'll see. Do I like being, you know, the respect and the so-called pressure of expectations? I love it. That's what you're in this position for. I mean, I wish every year they'd pick us to win. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
He's Gary Pinkel, head coach of the Missouri Tigers, a favorite unanimously to win the North. Coach, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we want you to know that Josh and Emily, they're first rate. They've been great to us. Your players are first rate.
All right, well,
everybody, they talk to everybody. And, they have got time for everybody, just like you do every year. We appreciate that.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach Gary Pinkel joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Boy, you're a kiss-ass.
You know what? I appreciate when people talk to us down there. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it's for. I don't know if people are aware of that. It's kind of what it's for. And when you Texas Tech in Texas and you have no time for anybody, you know what? Oh, well, when you lose.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Go to the website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on our poll question. You've heard what's been going on all week in the Big 12. Where do you think the Huskers will finish in the Big 12 North? Are they going to win it second, third, fourth, or will they finish towards the bottom? You can go on and log on and vote, ESPNSuperstation.com. We're back with more after this.
The Doug and Daddy Show, little known fact number 32. Big Daddy Tony Davis is one of very few men who are comfortable enough with their masculinity to sing Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now on karaoke night at the bar.
Without looking at the monitor.
I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The ticking of our hearts is the only sound.
I think we're alone.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bridge, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Variable cloud cover. Some thunder showers may develop in spots. Approaching 90 today, 70 tonight. Maybe a stray storm or two. Back up to 90. Hazy, muggy this weekend. Again, may see some isolated thunder showers. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 66.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we're heading you out to lunch on this Friday, and a lot of things going on. Senior British Open, there's the Evian Championship. The Golf Channel's got to be loving this week. They're all over the place.
Canadian Open as well.
Canadian Open, that's exactly right. And, of course, there's NFL training camps opening, so the NFL Network, not everybody can get it, but you know what? They can get it at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. It's the best place to watch sports in town on their beautiful new 42-inch flat screens. And they are all over the place. There's not a bad seat in the house. They've got great lunch specials every day, even Sunday, people. Great food and drink specials every night. That's every night, Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. It doesn't matter when it is. Check out the new high-definition televisions at the Chicken Coop and try one of their awesome salads on a warm, warm day or kick back and enjoy a great sandwich. If you're into the salad, chicken salad with grilled chicken, basted with one of the Coop's wing flavors. They've got over a dozen to choose from. How about the taco salad served in their crisp tortilla bowl or the Santa Fe crispy chicken served with chunks of crispy chicken and three types of cheeses? You can start your meal off or just have an appetizer for a lunch. Garlic shrooms, onion rings,
Pickles and balls of cheese.
It's all at the Chicken Coop. It's the best place in town to watch sports and enjoy lunch. Downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Well, Doug, that's a week of Big 12 football as we head into the season. I hope people out there enjoyed it. Got to catch up with a lot of people. A lot of people on their way in the next couple, 3 weeks. Monday show.
Monday, we're going to bring you Ian Campbell. Our choice is Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. It's going to be tough to be the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year on a team that's going to be maybe towards the bottom of the North, fifth or sixth. Everybody has them. So that'll be tough. A lot of people think it'll be easy to just pick a kid from Oklahoma, which it is easy to pick a kid from Oklahoma. But we'll talk with Ian Campbell about our selection of him as preseason Defensive Player of the Year and how K-State may be better than people think. Also going to catch up with Ivan Maisel to talk Big 12 and the state of all of college football from ESPN.com. Join us on Monday's program as well. We'll recap the Shrine Bowl. We wish all the kids the best of luck tomorrow night. And, of course, we'll be into the Coach's Clinic. All-Star Volleyball, Basketball, and Softball games are coming up next week.
Enjoy the weekend and be safe. We're going to see you on Monday, Doug and Daddy's show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Of course, I want to thank our guests today, Gary Pinkel, the head football coach at Missouri, and from Ag Park in Columbus, track announcer Gary Schaaf, where racing is underway this weekend.
You've been listening to